Thank you so much for listening to Espressive Espresso. This is your host, Alexis DeAndrew. I know it's definitely a later version of this episode, and no, I wasn't taking a day off due to the holiday. It would be nice if I had an excuse, but I really don't. I wanted to make sure that with this topic, as well as all of my episodes, it was meaningful. What I use to create every episode, I like to use the conversations that I have throughout the week with different people, good, bad, or indifferent, and make them into a topic that has solutions. So getting to the topic's point, have you ever noticed that it seems like some companies are always coming out with new products or product updates, but they remain so consistent? How do they do this? And how can you, as an entrepreneur, side entrepreneur, or a person in general, reinvent yourself while being consistent? I have some solutions or suggestions about that. So one, you can start by planning for the year. Create a list of milestones that will help you move towards your goals without losing your focus. So for examples, you can set monthly goals or even a weekly goal. And it'll still help you stay on track as you reach that long-term goal, which is planning for the year. So to create your goals, just break them down into equal parts. If you don't want to plan for the year, you can make quarterly goals. So for the first 3 months, you can do things such as invent new products such as an online course or a new hairstyle or grow your hair out or cut your hair off. Number two is take surveys or ask for feedback. It's valuable information that will be used to make important decisions later on with your business or businesses. And for a person asking for the feedback, it elevates you as an effective listener. Speaking of listening, feel free to give me a 5-star review on iTunes. I want to know what you think. And if you're a little private about it, you can also email me at eethepodcast@gmail.com. Another thing about feedback is it's a tool for continued learning. And in this game of life, being a teacher as well as a student is imperative. Another thing you can do is you can go indoor skydiving. According to Lindsey Granger and Nate Roth, there are 3 benefits to skydiving. One is mental rejuvenation. Feeling the wind strengthens your mind and replenishes your energy. It'll definitely change your mood within a minute because you're so focused on, am I doing this right? Do I have the right form, etc. Another thing and another benefit of it is it's physical activity. So you burn a lot more calories than you would, let's say, with jogging. With jogging, you tend to burn about 200 calories. With indoor skydiving, you tend to burn twice as much as that. Finally, it creates confidence, which is very imperative for an overall person in general. It instills that fearless attitude. So something that you were so afraid of initially, you're no longer afraid because you actually did it. I had the pleasure of indoor skydiving a few years ago, and it did honestly change my mood. One of the benefits Nate Roth also pointed out was once you go in there, you'll actually be smiling. And that's definitely the truth. I was cheesing all the while I was in there. So if you haven't done so already, make an appointment to go indoor skydiving. And lastly, KIS, KISS without the other S, keep it simple. The original acronym for KISS could stand for keep it simple, stupid, but my listeners aren't stupid and I wouldn't dare insult you like that. So keeping it simple would basically look like don't add more to a full plate that you already have. And this is something that I remind myself on a daily basis because I definitely have a full plate. I'm not sure sometimes how I even prioritize it, honestly, but I have to remind myself, keep it simple, Alexis. So I'm also reminding my listeners to kiss and keep it simple. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Continue sipping the podcast. And until we meet again, have a great week. I am definitely excited about next week's episode where it'll be the behind the scenes series. So every 10th episode of Expressive Espresso, I've decided to do an interview with an entrepreneur or a side hustler. And this week, I had the pleasure of interviewing Michael Clark, who is a park club owner and also has several other businesses under his belt. So tune in next week. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin with Cop Stop Guarding. And I just have one important question. Do you have policeitis? What is policeitis, you asked? Well, policeitis is that anxiety feeling you get whenever you see a black and white car on the road, be it an actual police car, or just two cars driving in front of each other that happen to be black and white. Now, whether you're black, Latino, Muslim American, and yes, even white, we've all had that feeling. And it comes from the fear of being stopped by the police and not knowing if that stop is going to be a routinely harmless experience or one that can ruin the rest of our lives. The fact is, most of us don't know the law. And because most of us don't know the law, we either intensify what is potentially a harmless situation, or we get taken advantage of by officers abusing their authority and left feeling like a victim by a system created to ensure our safety. Well, we're here to let you know, the cure for policeitis has arrived. We've created Cop Stop Guarding to be your personal police stop 911. Our Cop Stop operators will literally act as a guardian during your police stop, assisting the driver and citizen in communicating with the officer while also documenting the police stop to make sure everyone gets home safely. Now, how awesome is that? Your very own traffic stop big brother. Come on, you gotta give it up. It is a pretty good idea. But this is where you come in, everyone. We need your help. Cop Stop Guardian is a nonprofit and needs the support of the people we're trying to help. So to support us and donate, please go to GoFundMe.com/CopStopGuardian. Or you can go to CopStopGuardian.com to donate. If you don't have any money at the time and just want to donate resources, please contact us at CopStopGuardian@gmail.com and we will be happy to hear from you. Thank you for your support and we will see you in the streets.